Locked? What do you mean it's locked? What, from the inside? You've got to be kidding me. Subject 7, open this damn door right this instant. Clearly, a review of my security protocols is in order.
Testing. Testing. Is this on? Oh, good. Welcome to the storeroom of my evil lair, Subject 7. It saddens me that you didn't find your previous accommodations to your liking. Please, elucidate the next step in your brilliant escape plan for me. You got out of your restraints and managed to lock yourself into my storeroom. Well done, you! And now what? Planning to stay in there until the end of time? I don't think you fully realize the predicament you're in. You remember the water my minion made you drink before apparently so expertly bungling the fastening of your restraints? It was laced with Compound 3. A cocktail of aphrodisiacs and a little something I whipped up based on the toxin of the puffer fish, piggybacking on the body's natural oxytocin to bind with. Well, you don't really need to know. Suffice to say, it's going to make you more and more docile and compliant as you become more aroused. Well, probably. I haven't actually tested it yet. And aphrodisiacs, well, no need to explain those. I'm planning to release it into the city's drinking water supply. A single dose is not enough to have any lasting effects, probably. But with continuous exposure, I will have the entire city kneeling at my feet before anyone realizes what's going on. Well, on the other hand, I don't want to end up starring in a bad zombie movie either, so it seems prudent to test it on a guinea pig first. Hence you. You should feel honored. You're at the forefront of science, advancing the sum total of human knowledge. There's really nothing to worry about. You'll just experience a mind-shattering orgasm, some interesting temporary effects, and then I'll send you on your way again. So please, get your ass back to the brainwashing chamber so we can all get on with our day. Well, at least I think the effects will be temporary, but hey, that's what experiments are for. You're still not moving. It's the term brainwashing chamber, isn't it? Note to self, change the term brainwashing chamber to something more euphemistic. Now I have half a mind to break down the door and just toss you into the brainwashing chair. There is some merit in confirming repeatability of previously established results, verifying statistical significance, if you will. Still, not really something that will get me a lot of recognition from my peers. Can you believe Seductra had the gall to call my pinnacle of technological achievement cliched? Probably fucked her way onto the Council of Evil, the slut, as if her pheromones are so terribly original. Note to self, investigate how to synthesize Seductra's pheromones. The stupid bitch doesn't even realize that's what she's doing. Thinks it's her decidedly average memories that have men drooling their minds out. The first superhero with anosmia is gonna fuck her shit up so bad. Or, better yet, imagine if she tried her bullshit on some average Joe without a sense of smell. What I wouldn't give to see the look on her face when she realizes she's not all that much to look at after all. Say, how would you feel about getting your olfactory nerve severed? It'd be for a good cause. You get to punch a stuck-up hussy in the face? No? Well, plenty of time to change your mind about it. Speaking of changing your mind, I prefer a more controlled setting. But there's no reason I can't go ahead with the experiment. All I really have to do is get you aroused enough, after all. Logbook entry, unable to return subject 7 to confinement. Attempting to entice subject into engaging in autostimulation of the phallus by applying auditory stimuli instead of previously established experimental procedure. Did you know that some sounds are just inherently arousing? Yes, that's true. I'm not sure if it's innate or if we're all just conditioned by society, but the effects some sounds have are undeniable. Like the sound of someone moaning like this. Or this sound. Do you hear it? I don't even have to tell you what you're hearing for that sound to make your cock twitch. Do I? No. But I bet that if I did, the effect would be even stronger. That if I told you exactly what you're hearing, that it would excite you even more. It's the sound of my pussy. I've got two fingers inside me and I'm just rubbing away at my clit. Oh god, it's so wet already. Oh. Oh god. Makes a nice sound, doesn't it? To think, after all those countless hours with my nose in textbooks and monographs on chemistry, biology, psychology, and so on, it's that filthy smut that I'm so fond of, which is proving most useful in this situation. I can see you're already fidgeting in there. Yes, I can't hear you, but I see you just fine. Smile for the camera, Subject 7. Oh, it's too bad you can't see me, though. The way I'm slowly pushing the tip of my finger inside my wet pussy before pulling it out again. The way I'm fondling one of my shapely tits, just gently, gently teasing the nipple. Oh. Oh, fuck, arching my back in pleasure. It's really a pity you escaped from your restraints. I had all kinds of fun toys to use. Electrostimulators, vibrating wands, and of course the Mark II of the cock sleeve. I'd have given you a spectacular orgasm. All that equipment to stimulate you, and I end up doing it by moaning into my intercom as I'm fingering myself. Oh well. Needs must. But you know all about need, don't you? The need to touch. Oh, fuck. Oh. I'm gonna put another finger in. Is that okay? Is that okay? Oh, the sound of me getting off is getting to you, isn't it? Oh, wonderful. And just think about all the things I could have done to you if you'd only stayed put in your restraints. That I could still do to you if you stopped being so stubborn and went back to being tied to my chair. I'd start by just planting a few soft kisses on your lips, then kiss you deeply, join my tongue with yours, tearing off your clothes, before kissing my way down your naked body, until I make my way to your cock. Lapping up the little beads of pre-cum before taking it into my mouth. Swirling my tongue around the head. Getting it nice and wet. Just dribbling spit all over it. Letting you smear it across my face. Getting so sloppy. Well, I probably wouldn't actually do any of these things to you. I'm usually more professional about this, you know? Although, I have to admit that it does sound kind of fun. Maybe with the next person I kidnap. Oh, but look at you squirm. Rubbing your legs together just to avoid touching yourself. Does it feel good? The friction of the fabric against your sensitive cock. How about you just rub it a bit through your clothes, hmm? Just with a single fingertip. How much harm could that possibly do? You can also use the entire palm of your hand. It'll feel even better that way. Good boy. Just close your eyes and listen. Listen to the sound of my fingers. Sliding in and out of my pussy. And to the sound of my lovely voice, of course. And think about what I look like. As I lie here, pleasuring myself. Think about how my warm, wet mouth feel around your cock, and about how much you want to submit, obey. Is it working yet? On a scale of 1 to 10, how big would you say your urge to obey my every command is right now? I told you, I can't hear you. Use your hands. What's that supposed to be? 1. Oh, well, that's just rude. You should see my fingers. All covered in my pussy juice. If only I had someone to lick them clean. Are you sure you won't open the door? Get a little taste of me. You're stubborn. But it takes effort to keep yourself from getting up and letting me in, doesn't it? Yes. It won't be be long now until you give in. Until you calm your mind away and submit. Hell, I feel like I'm starting to get close. Sure, I'm actually touching myself, but I also don't have 5 millimoles per liter of compound 3 running through my veins. Look at you frantically rubbing away at your bulge. It would be a shame if you made a mess in your pants, wouldn't it? Yes. Don't you think it would be safer to take your cock out? Of course it would. Better hurry up and take your cock out. And since you're already holding it, might as well start stroking it too, right? Just spread that pre-cum all around your cock. Get it nice and lubed up. And stroke. 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 You're already obeying so well. I can see you're still trying to struggle a bit, but it really is pointless. You're already too horny to think straight anymore. My concoction has done its job wonderfully. You can no longer resist me. So listen and obey. Stroke. You can squeeze it a little. I want you to feel pleasure. Yes, just keep stroking. Keep stroking. Slow down just a bit. I want to see if you're doing it properly. Going down to the base of the shaft. And all the way up to the tip. Yes, just like that. Nice, long strokes. Doesn't that feel nice? Not just stroking, but knowing you're doing it exactly the way I want you to. It feels good to follow my instructions. Now I want you to go faster. Stroke it faster. As fast as you can pump that shaft of yours. I want that hand of yours blurring on my monitor. Good. Oh, but don't you dare come yet. Don't you fucking dare come yet. I just want you to bring yourself to the edge. Bring yourself to the edge and then hold, slowing down. Slowing down, stroking not too fast, not too slow. Just at the right pace to keep yourself on the edge. You're doing so very well now. I'm proud of you. There's one last little thing I'd like you to do, though. Just because you've been a stubborn little bastard, I want you to let go. You heard me. Let go. Hands off that cock. You don't touch it anymore. Without my permission. You just sit back and listen. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh my God. Oh. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, it feels so good. I'm just riding my fucking fingers. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh, God, my fucking clothes. So swollen. Oh. Oh, fuck.
Oh my god, I'm so cold. Okay, so good. Okay. Did you enjoy the show? Are you doing okay in there? Oh no. Would you like to finish too? Do you need a hand? Then open the door. You really should have done this much sooner. Now, I'm going to have a little fun with you. You see, I think your mind has got to be pretty malleable right about now. It would be downright irresponsible of me not to confirm that hypothesis. Get on your knees. Look at me. I want you to say something. It doesn't have to be loud. You can even just whisper it. But you will say it if you want to come. I obey. Say it. Good boy. Now look into my eyes. Really lose yourself in them. Good. You can start stroking again, but you will look into my eyes. Now repeat. I obey. Start stroking faster. Say it again. I obey. Again. Faster, say it faster, as fast as you can say it. I obey. And stroke. Stroke. As fast as you can stroke, stroke it. Say it again. Look in my eyes and say it again. Yes. Yes, you obey. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Keep stroking. You can come now. Just keep stroking until you come. Keep going. Keep stroking. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me like a good little boy. Obey me. Obey me and give me your cum. Oh, good grief. What a rush. I am definitely starting to see the appeal of the more personal touch. Do you actually obey me now? Stand up. Stand on one foot. Spin around. It worked. It totally worked. You'd do anything I tell you, wouldn't you? Good boy. Well, I'd say this experiment was a resounding success. We still have to determine how long the effect takes to wear off, but no details. Let's take my memory eraser for a spin first. See if we can't get rid of the memory of your stay here. We can't have you blabbing about my plans if I'm going to let you walk out of here, after all. Oh, and do remember to drink lots and lots of water. It's good for you. Now look right here. Don't worry, I'm pretty confident this little beauty is going to work just fine. And if not, well, there's always more research to be done.